Martin to bow to pressure on fielding Aura's candidate. That's the headline in today's Irish Independent. And with Heather Humphreys now the clear Fine Gael front runner, the question remains, as it has all summer, who will be the Fianna Fáil nominee and also when will Sinn Féin decide? Well, we'll have more on the big picture later from Professor Gary Murphy. But first, the views of Fianna Fáil politicians who've been talking to Andrew Louth.
The next scheduled meeting of the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party is the 15th of September. And I think by then, I think most of us expect a lot of this to be settled by then. So I think the early opportunity...
Fianna Fáil MEP Barry Andrews speaking on the News at One earlier this week, where he joined his European Parliament colleague Billy Kelleher in calling for an urgent meeting of the parliamentary party to address the presidential election campaign. It has marked a significant point in Fianna Fáil's campaign, with Taoiseach Micheál Martin saying that will be addressed at the end of this month. However, the party's participation in this election is still very much up in the air. Not since Mary McAleese in 1997 has Fianna Fáil taken part in a presidential campaign. Should this change?
Peter Chapclear, Fianna Fáil TD for Carlow and Kilkenny. It's my view that we should be. I mean, we're the largest party at local government and at national government. And I think there is a huge appetite out there for somebody with a Fianna Fáil background to put themselves forward. So absolutely my view, and the view of an awful lot of my colleagues, is that we should be running a candidate in the presidential election.
This is a view held by some within the parliamentary party. If a candidate is selected, then the only route for an independent to get on the ballot is to secure the backing of four county councils. In this instance, there is a question over whether a whip should be applied to Fianna Fáil councillors.
John Paul Feely, member of Cavan County Council. We're very proud of the fact that our party had such a strong role in Bunrocks na hÉireann's institution as our constitution. And it would be very poor form and very short-sighted to seek to impose any restrictions on councillors exercising a constitutional prerogative that's available to us. So we do have a role in vetting people who might be appropriate as candidates for the Irish people then to decide if they wish to support them for presidency ultimately.
While other councillors have said they are still open to hearing from independents.
Councillor Norma Moriarty, Fianna Fáil councillor in the Kenmare Municipal District. I would have to be very impressed by those candidates in order for me to give them my support. If I don't feel that they would make a good president, or if I feel that they don't understand the role of the president, I will be straight up and off with them and I will tell them that they won't be getting my support and the reasons why. And likewise, if I feel that they would be a worthy president, should the general electorate deem them, you know, suitable, then yes, I wouldn't have an issue with giving them the opportunity to be on the ballot.
Another aspect of this election for Fianna Fáil is who could run. Ulster University professor Deirdre Heenan has been widely tipped to be in the mix, while MEP Cynthia Ní Bhfiorchú hasn't ruled herself out. And other commentary has linked former footballer Niall Quinn. Meanwhile, it's understood some Oireachtas members have approached the former senator and Air Arran founder Padraig O'Cadia, but not on behalf of the party. All were unavailable for comment when contacted. There is one more name which is standing out, especially among the grassroots.
The overwhelming majority of people that I speak to are saying that the man that should be the Fianna Fáil presidential candidate is actually our leader, Micheál Martin. I know he had a phenomenal backing amongst the parliamentary party, and I think he'd be a brilliant president of this country, and I'd love to see him put himself forward.
Yeah, watch that space. We'll be talking about who the runners and riders might be with Gary Murphy later in the programme. That was Peter Chapclear, Fianna Fáil TD for Carlow Kilkenny. The time now, 24 minutes past 8.